The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing? It's a beautiful, beautiful summer already, and the magic is back on the beach in Summers Point, where we had the second concert in the 33rd anniversary Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point. And it was a beautiful night, nice crowd, comfortable, large crowd, but lots of space, lots of room, lots of love, a lot of people from several states, from North Jersey, from Pennsylvania, coming in, people coming up from Cape May to see one of the finest New Orleans musical artists on tour in the world today. Great Bonorama. They did two shows. I am recovering. I feel better than I sound. Bonorama really gave people more than their money's worth, since it's a free show. Let me tell you, they did 2.5 hours of incredible trombone-led funk, classic rock, jazz fusion, New Orleans street beat, second line syncopation, with the impeccable jazz chops. Their great drummer, Bolivar. Oh, my God, what a great show. And last week was Tom Hambridge, and he did a phenomenal job with his Nashville sounds and the music he wrote for people like Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Rolling Stones. And he was really terrific as well. And next week, on the beach. And again, I just want to praise Bonorama. What a phenomenal job they did. Not Mark Mullins and his rock star son, Michael Mullins. We had a lot of love and beautiful feeling to have so many people. I'm sure there were over 100 people that came up and thanked Nancy and me on their way out. And we went all the way up to the curfew. It's 9:45 this year. So a lot of times we'll be rocking from 7:15 to 9:45 last night with a 20-minute break. And that's what it'll be this week with Dane Anthony. You know, it's so proud for me. Excuse me. So proud for me to be able to say to you that this is the great tradition of what we in the business call frontmen. Performers up front. So many played for my father, Joey D, and the Starliners. Tony Orlando played at Tony March for a couple of nights. Oliver, remember Oliver? Good Morning Starshine, Gene. And of course, the great, great frontmen. Conway Twitty was one of them, and Bill Haley. And some of the ones that didn't quite become superstars, but were big regional personalities. Last week, or when we were on Gabe Staino's show, we were talking about Cookie Jar and the Crumbs, and the Fall Guys, and so many great bands. Joey Powers is one of the super, super frontmen. And we have one right now who is the epitome of that mold, a performer who does it all. He's the band leader, the leader of the band on stage, calls the songs, relates to the audience, takes the pulse of the audience, keeps the room moving, as Tony Mart would say, keeping the room moving. In other words, dancing, sweating, and buying drinks. And his name, this great, great front man, is Dane Anthony. And it makes Nancy and I feel warm inside just to say it's Dane Anthony's week. He has a tremendous band, one of the finest party dance bands. Five people up there making an immense amount of sound. He, of course, is the lead singer, but he's a trumpet player. He's percussionist, and he is the man that calls the songs, the musical director from the stage. Bobby Coulon plays bass with his left hand, keyboard, leads with his right hand. And then, of course, you have Howard Isaacson, one of the greatest sax players, the award-winning number one smooth jazz recording artist in 2025. Howard Isaacson and Don Shaw, an impeccable guitar player. So this is Friday night, and I want to make a big deal out of this because for people who want to hear the songs they know, the songs they love, this is your night. Because he'll take requests, but he'll just blow you away with the Four Tops, the Temptations, you know, the Motown stuff, and then switch right over to Delbert McClinton, Nashville stuff, and the Memphis sounds, and you know, all the songs that you want to hear, he will do. He can do Springsteen. He does everything, hundreds of songs, and he calls them instantaneously. He'll go from Otis Redding to Prince and everywhere in between, the great Dane Anthony. He can be seen at the Golden Nugget. We're proud to say that Golden Nugget is now a sponsor of Tony Mark Cares Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. And the Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk, Lundi Gras on the Boardwalk, 16 concerts beginning this Wednesday, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But every Sunday night, one of the finest, most enjoyable experiences at the Jersey Shore is seeing the Dane Anthony Band from approximately 7:30 to 11 o'clock on the deck, which is a beautiful outdoor venue overlooking the casino skyline and the A.C. Farley Marina. And they're going to be on the beach with us this week, the 26th of June. Dane Anthony. And then in July, it's a cavalcade of headliners. Headliners every week, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. On the 10th were the Xers, the Generation X people out there. We will have the great Dead Zepp, which is a melodic led by a very, very, he was on the show last week, as a matter of fact, the great Waynard Schiller, who takes the Grateful Dead songs and melds them into the Led Zeppelin songs with a lovely vocalist up front, a female, his great female vocalist, sings the Led Zeppelin high parts, and it's a hell of a show. And he is bringing in, we are bringing in, at our expense for people who are into Americana, jam band, Grateful Dead music, we're bringing in Jaden Lehman from the West Coast, who plays, he is the guitarist with O'Teal, who was bass player in the Allman Brothers. Those who know this kind of music, Americana, jam, rock, they know who O'Teal was, because he was the second bass player for a long time in the Allman Brothers. And this is his guitar player, Jaden Lehman, also famous enough and of a prestige to have played with John Mayer and Dead & Company, which is like the number one Grateful Dead band in the world. Jaden Lehman performed with them just a while ago, and he'll be on the beach on the 10th of July. Then on the 17th of July, get rid of the losers and bring on the cruisers. The great John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band with the songs that make us cry. Tender Years, Wild Summer Nights, at Tony March from Eddie and the Cruisers. And, of course, On the Dark Side, Boardwalk Angel, the songs he wrote for the Rocky movies. Just a gifted great. It's like really like having, he is so great. It's like having Springsteen come down with his body of music, John Cafferty. Springsteen is a big fan of his. He is a big fan of Springsteen. They respect each other, and it's that kind of show, except the roots go back to Tony March and the filming of Eddie and the Cruisers, which really makes it special for us. And then we're back to New Orleans on the 22nd of July, or excuse me, the 24th of July, the biggest New Orleans, one of the biggest New Orleans shows, certainly the biggest in Summers Point beyond the great show that was last night with Bonorama, which was second to none. But George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, founding member of the Meters, Lifetime Achievement Award, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grammy Award, Lifetime, founded the band The Meters with Art Neville, and he was actually reigning king of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this year. King George, and, just to be able to meet and greet with him, get something autographed with him, he is truly royalty in New Orleans, George Porter Jr. And that'll be a double concert, double show, New Orleans party. You would easily pay $100 for a festival with these two headliners, not just George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, who, as I said, walks on water in New Orleans, but also John Groh. Papa John Groh, many people loved him when he had his headlining band, Papa Groh's Funk. He's doing a tribute to the Giants, who are Billy Preston and the Beatles. Levon Helm, of course, part of Tony March history. Alan Toussaint and the Meters, all being done. And Dr. John, of course, who had a history with the band, and Levon and everyone. It's a full circle legacy on the 24th of July, and then on the 31st of July, one of the greatest classic rock people in the world, the 80-year young Mitch Ryder, doing 50 minutes of nonstop hits. He had 17 hits. He had 10 top 10 hits, 3 gold records, and 1 iconic song that's in the top 100 of all time, Devil with the Blue Dress On. And that'll be July 31st. So that's the headline. Oh, and August doesn't drop off, because August 7th, we have the Weaklings with Glenn Burtnick from ELO and Styx. And the Weaklings have Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes drummer, and they have the they are Max Weinberg's jukebox. Of course, Springsteen's drummer has the Weaklings. So this is another rock star band, and it's all free, and we want you all to come and share it, because we can. It's just so joyous. And we kick it off down there. In Atlantic City, the first show at Kennedy Plaza, just completed, beautiful new stage. Tony Mart will present the Krita has just going to finalize everything with us Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll be out there rocking and rolling. And talk about rocking and rolling. It's going to be the biggest Tony Mart All-Star show that we've ever done. The Tony Mart tribute to the classic rock superstars. And it really centers around these great, great performers. Every one of them is a star. They're the Tony Mart All-Stars. Every one of them is a star. And, of course, after 20-some years, Billy Walton has actually broken out now and become a recognized rock and roll star, performing, I think, two tours already and one more tour scheduled right after the summer in Europe, in England, all over, up and down the coast. Billy Walton really has become recognized as a great, great, we call him our own rock and soul guitar hero, but powerful blues rock. And he will be performing with all the all-stars surrounding him. 13 performers up there. This is 7 o'clock this Wednesday for free. The first, as I said before, Krita will act and empower us. And then on Wednesday, we will rock and roll. We will do what we know how to do best, the Tony Mart tribute to the classic rock superstars. The Tony Mart All-Stars are, besides Billy Walton right in the middle of it, the great Danny Iyer, one of the great performers, and Patti Balbo. Patti Bleek and Big Bob Ernano, Brian Conover for years with Hawkins Road and the Tony Mart All-Stars, old school Jimmy Glenn, Rich Megahertz Kurtz, Bobby Kimmel, Bugsy, and of course old school, and another star, Howard Isaacson, who had the number one contemporary jazz song in 2025, Daylight. That's better known as smooth jazz to a lot of people. But Howard Isaacson has been with us in the All-Stars, which is a group we put together for with Bobby Campanelle and Ernie Triompo. And this show is really our living tribute to those great South Jersey people. And what will they be doing? Well, here's what they'll be doing. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Neil Young, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, Joe Walsh, Janis Joplin, the Stones, the Beatles, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, Howard Isaacson interpretation, Springsteen, old school, Jimmy Glenn will be doing the Rosalita that he loves, Derek and the Dominoes, Eric Clapton, Bell Bottom Blues, Sunshine of Your Love. Billy Walton loves to do that for me. While My Guitar Gently Weeps with Danny Iyer and the Beat and Billy Walton and Bugsy, who of course is a great rock star guitar player himself, will be rounding it out. Plus, Patti Bleek plays beautiful rhythm guitar. She'll be up there with the boys. And she'll also be doing Runaway, the Bonnie Raitt version of the Del Shannon classic. And, of course, Del Shannon is very near and dear to our hearts because he was the headliner in 1963 at Tony Mart's. Above Conway Twitty and Bill Haley was Del Shannon because Runaway was like number one, number two on the national charts almost the whole summer. We celebrate that legacy. The Stones, Danny Eyer doing Dear Prudence and Back in the USSR, Santana, Allman Brothers, and then the girls will not be, I didn't mention Sharon, the lovely Sharon Garland. She will be doing Linda Ronstadt, one of our... favorites, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan and the band, of course, I Shall Be Released, Prince, What a Night, all of that. And there's two drummers in there, so there'll be very little break, really next to nothing. You can expect to please come early, 7 o'clock. The Bev Garden will be rolling. And we'll be rocking up there on the stage. I also want to invite you to go to TonyMark.com and see the rest of that schedule. A lot of people are telling me that after 15 years of bringing some of the greatest free boardwalk shows in the contemporary history of Atlantic cities, we've outdone ourselves. And the proof is, of course, the great... come and see the great Anna Popovic along with the Ocean Avenue Stompers and a special guest from one of the hottest bands in the country, right here in Jersey, Dogs in a Pile. And we will have the lead guitarist from that band on the boardwalk July 1st. So you'll have the great Anna Popovic, who is sizzling hot European, the Fantastifunk band, Ocean Avenue Stompers, and Brian Murray from Dogs in a Pile. And this is a free show. And this will be another marathon from 7 o'clock until 10:30 on the 1st, and then one of the number one Louisiana blues rock touring acts in the world, Tab Benoit, will be. This is a major free concert to see Tab Benoit at Jazz Fest. On the Saturday night of Jazz Fest, I think there were 5,000 people crammed into the Fillmore at the Caesars Casino in New Orleans, and I think the cheapest ticket was $80, and up you went from there. So Tab Benoit, D'Amica Copeland, and then, of course, the George Porter Show and the Mitch Ryder Show will be in Atlantic City as well. So you can understand why we're so excited about this incredible season. I want to thank our sponsor, Rich Gerber. Rich Gerber is the man that does the MIGAs, the multi-year guaranteed annuities. And they are very, very appropriate right now because of the safety, the security, the fact that you can manage your investments with a lot of surety. The rates have gone back up, and he brings so much to the table. I would appreciate it if you just give Rich Gerber a call. He's a good friend. He's been sponsoring us for years, but he can do so much for you. And that would be the first thing he would do, is talk to you about you and your life and your family and your grandchildren and your needs. Give you a steady income blueprint, long-term care planning, annuities for income or growth or both, IRA and pension planning, disability income protection, planning for retirement, tax smart income strategies, and market volatility planning. He will put all the pieces together for you. Just give him a call at 609-653-9101. Rich Gerber Insurance in Lynnwood, New Jersey. Right on 327 Central Avenue in Lynnwood, New Jersey. Richard T. Gerber is qualified in so many ways, is well known for his many years of public service and for his great knowledge of wine. And that's our good friend. He'll meet with you. There's no charge at all, of course. He'll give you a free consultation, and he has very, very valuable knowledge to share with you during the course of a consultation. Thank you, Richard. Happy Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Of course, I pray thanks to my father every week because I would not have traded my life and my childhood for $1 million. And trust me when I tell you, I mean that. What a great life it's been in the legacy of Tony Mark. Happy Father's Day to all of you out there. I'm so proud and happy to have so many of you. We are the number one rated radio talk show in this time zone. And we are the number one or two concert series in the United States for the last 4 years. Number one or two rated in the United States. USA Today readers polls 4 years now. And we're very grateful to everyone for supporting that. And now we have a new feather in our cap, thanks to our very, very proud victory as the best outdoor concert series in South Jersey, number one in Summers Point, number two on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, the Shore Locals Choice Awards. Thank you all so much for voting for us. We congratulate Ventnor on their third place showing with us there. But we are very proud. We work very hard. And we bring you something that no one else brings you for free, not even close. And we thank all of our sponsors. The CRDA, of course, giving us a very, very strong recommendation and the grant to do Mardi Gras on the boardwalk. We expect that will be signed and delivered this week, and we will start rocking with it on the boardwalk at the new Kennedy Plaza, beautifully rebuilt. And we want to thank the mayor's office. Cash McKinley in that office is just tremendous. And, of course, Mayor Marty Small is really a tailwind, really a wind beneath our wings. And we're very grateful to Mayor Marty Small, Cash McKinley, the Atlantic City Police. It's really very gratifying. All of the people in the special events, and they're really very proud to work with us and the CRDA in the Tony Mark Presents Mardi Gras on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. And this year, we brought back the Mondays. Go to TonyMark.com and see that we're doing 16 total shows, including 5 Monday nights. We call them Lundi Gras because that's how you say it in French on Mardi Gras. You have Mardi Gras Day on Tuesday, but you have Lundi Gras Monday, and we're going to roll through 5 phenomenal Mondays on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. We're going to have some really major rock stars coming in, and I'm about to introduce my guest, who is a part of that as a manager and as a production expert. She's helping us with Anthony Crizon, the rock star from the Spin Doctors, who will be appearing along with the legendary seven-generation rock star Gary U.S. Bonds on Monday, August 3rd. On August 10th, we will have no less than one of the greatest power, just really popular, loved blues rockers, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. And they love Tommy in Jersey because he has that kind of Jersey Shore kind of tinge to him. And on the 17th, we're going to get very funky with a major funk show, which is something that everybody is going to really enjoy that night, opening the show only because it is the appropriate way to present these two acts. We're going to have no less than the great Dana Fuchs, well known for her off-Broadway, being in the Beatles movie Across the Universe. And she'll be performing in a concert with two shows. Dana Fuchs and her band, and Funktastic Voyage, which is a 10-piece soul funk tribute. Ohio Players and Earth, Wind & Fire, and Prince. That's going to be a tremendous show. On the 24th, a tribute to the Allman Brothers, live at the Fillmore, featuring the Trucks family, Melody Trucks and her brother, and the star that night, Michael Lemon, is one of the guys that played originally with Greg Allman for years. And just to give it some real fun at the end, we're going to have Flow Tribe, a little New Orleans rhythm and blues and fun and comedy and good time party on stage. That's the Monday nights. There's also 11 Wednesday nights, and we're going to talk about all of this. Well, the shows that she's doing with us in depth. I want to welcome to the show for the first time Gwen Toline from Gwen Toline Productions. Nice to have you on board for the first time, Gwen.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Well, I'm struggling through it with my voice, but I feel pretty good.
Good, good. I'm happy to speak to you today. It's a beautiful day.
I want to talk about the whole Project NOLA. They are going to be co-starring with the great Shamika Copeland. And if you have, and for the New Orleans people, for the funk people, if you have never seen this band, this is one of the truly great, great bands in New Orleans, led by Christian Duque, who was a protege of the great Walter Wolfman Washington. I want you to talk a little bit about their uniqueness and history, but I'm just going to say one thing, and that is, this is one of the best damn bands out there, a phenomenal band for people to come and see. Tell us a little bit about Soul Project NOLA.
Well, first I'll say I absolutely agree with you, and that's why I'm working with them. I found out about them through a venue that I was the talent buyer at, and the person who ran that venue saw them in New Orleans, and he thought they were amazing, and he said, do you ever come up to New Jersey? And as it turned out, Christian Duque was originally from New Jersey, and he's been in New Orleans since 2000, so we started having them at that venue, and then I saw them live, and I said, "Who's your booking agent?" And Kristen said, "Oh, I do it, and it just takes up a lot of time." So I said, "Magic words to me." So I'm working with them now for about 2 years, and I just love anything to do with New Orleans. I've been traveling down there for about 30 years, and I spent a lot of time down there, and I just think they're fantastic, and they're really good with the audience, and, you know, everybody just has a really good time. You saw them. We saw them together at the Crawfish Fest a few weeks ago up in North Jersey, and everybody was really excited about them, and I just think they really get the crowd going, and they're a tight unit, and they're just fantastic. And Christian was working with Walter Wolfman Washington for years on the road with him. He was in his band, the Roadmasters. And then, unfortunately, when Walter passed away a few years ago, he thought, well, you know, this music has to continue somehow. So he formed Soul Project NOLA with some of those members. There's been some other people in and out over the years, but you know, they're performing a mix of Walter's iconic music and some originals, and also music from other legendary New Orleans musicians. And I mean, they just get the party going. You can't go see them and not at least smile, even if you don't jump up and dance, but it makes you happy. That's what I love about New Orleans music. It just makes everybody very happy.
Yeah. And it's a very serious, deep uptown funk. If you like, you know, the Meters, the Nevilles, you know, when Art Neville was honored on Congo Square at Jazz Fest, the guitar player he had next to him was Walter Wolfman Washington. And that
right.
tells you something. And they also backed the great Johnny Adams. For anyone who knows the history of New Orleans rhythm and blues, Johnny Adams is one of the greatest. The Tan Canary, he actually got more votes than Aaron Neville some years as the greatest R&B singer in the city of New Orleans. But there's even more to it than Christian. Walter had this phenomenal, wild drummer named Junkyard Dog, who unfortunately passed. But when he passed, this drummer in this band became Walter's drummer. And he is one of the funkiest, just tasteful drummers. This is really a great band for people who are connoisseurs of uptown New Orleans funk. And the woman that plays bass, too. Tell us about that rhythm section.
Right. So you're talking about Wayne Moreau on drums, and he's a New Orleans native, and he is a part of the local music scene for over 30 years, and, you know, he's played all the clubs, he's performed around the world, and he was with the Roadmasters for about 14 years. So that's how he and Christian met, and he's just, I mean, you saw his drum solo when we were at the Crawfish Fest. He
right.
blows it off the stage. He's amazing, and he really, you know, he's in the pocket, he really holds it down, he's just fantastic, and a really nice guy on top of it. And then
right.
on bass is Wanda Joseph. She's a Grammy Award winner, and she's also a New Orleans native. And as I told you, she's a gumbo expert. So
Wanda is a Grammy Award winner for what body of work did she win a Grammy?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was, you know, for some sort of a compilation album. But, you know, her father was also a musician, and, you know, she watched him play with Irma Thomas and Ernie Cago.
Right.
So, you know, she's very
oh, wow.
inspired by 1970s and 80s funk music. So that's where,
right.
as a bass player, she's getting her rhythm from and her style. And she's a really nice singer to boot. So, I mean, and very
yeah.
nice person. So, I mean, there's just a really tight unit there, and they've recently added, well, they've got their sax player, Eric Bernhardt, and he's from Montana, and he's lived in New Orleans. I think he's living in Washington, D.C. right now. So
one of the things we want to say about Eric, which will ring with this audience, is for years he has played with Marsha Ball,
Yes, absolutely.
You know, everybody in this area loves Marsha Ball, as they do all over the country. But for you ladies out there who want to see a really tough, hardcore bass player, a woman who can hold her own with anybody, male or female, this Wanda that she's talking about is really terrific. Plus, she knows all about gumbo.
Yes.
And Soul Project Nola is going to play the Gumbo Festival along with the Plaid Salmon Horns and Dead Reckoning. And she's going to be a judge for us and bring the New Orleans palette to the judging of the Jersey Gumbo on Monday the 13th. And we have some new contestants coming in this year. So it should be really interesting. This band, Soul Project Nola, will be performing on the 13th, Monday, in Summers Point, at the Point at Jersey Gumbo. That's a free show, free parking. If you want to taste gumbo, you just buy a wristband and taste all the gumbo you want, and you get to vote for the best gumbo and the People's Choice. We've had some really, last year the People's Choice was Smithville with the lobster gumbo. The year before that was Gregory's, Walter Gregory and the Gregory's family from Gregory's restaurant and bar. We'll be back in looking for that repeat. Great Bay Country Club has won. And last year, it was the executive chef from the Atlantic City Convention Center that was King Gumbo. Wanda will be there playing bass and tasting gumbo. And you can be there, too, starting at 3 o'clock at the beautiful Point, 998 Bay Avenue in Summers Point. And then Soul Project Nola will also perform a major show on the boardwalk in Atlantic City on the 15th with the great Jamaica Copeland. That's some good company to be in, huh, Gwen?
Oh, yeah. She's like the top female blues artist out there. She's amazing. And I think they know each other. And they're just, you know, it's a really good matchup. You did a really good matchup there. So, I mean, that's really going to be a fun show outdoors. Hopefully it will be beautiful weather. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be an amazing show. So,
and as I said earlier, on a Monday night, our first Monday night, August 3rd, we're going to have the incredible seven generation iconic rock star Gary U.S. Bonds, who goes all the way back to Dick Clark and all the way back up now to Bruce Springsteen with This Little Girl. But on the show with him is a true rock star who played with the Spin Doctors and was a Spin Doctor for several years, recordings. You're going to tell us a little bit about Anthony Krizon.
Yes, I met Anthony a few years ago. I don't remember where. It might have been at one of his concerts or something, but we started working together. I booked some shows for him here and there, but he's an incredible blues, rock, swampy kind of feel guitar player, songwriter, producer. I mean, you know, just to see him live is just fantastic. Rock energy, and he's just a very well-rounded musician. And yes, he played with the Spin Doctors for years. He wrote or co-wrote most of their biggest hits when they really got big back in the 90s. And then, you know, they went on to open for the Rolling Stones and the Allman Brothers. Then he went on to tour with Jimi Hendrix bassist Noel Redding for 10 years. And he then was an original member of this band Amphibian with Tom Marshall from Phish. So, you know, a lot of people know him if they know rock music and if they're into, you know, really top-notch guitar players. And then he's a fantastic producer. He's got his own recording studio in North Jersey, Sonic Boom, and he works with a lot of fantastic musicians there. He produces and co-writes with them. But I really just enjoy seeing him play live because there's just fantastic energy, and I really appreciate, like, fantastic guitar player and energy. Yeah, he's also worked with Lenny Kravitz, and he wrote the theme.
He wrote one of Lenny Kravitz's biggest songs, right?
Yeah, Stand By My Woman. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, so it's really a great CV, if you will.
It's my privilege, my honor, you know, very gratifying to be able to take Gary U.S. Bonds, who we know and love. We're really good friends with him and his family and his great band, and be able to have Anthony Crizon, who is, you know, a very serious rock star who's in and out of situations, playing some of the great music of our times, and put it together. And you have a concert that night on August 3rd, which is both Anthony Crizon and his great band, along with Gary U.S. Bonds and his seven-generation iconic career of hits. That's what we do at Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk. That's why we thank the CRETA and the administration in Atlantic City, because they enable us to do that, and it's all free. It's amazing that a show like I just described easily, right, Gwen, a $70, $80, $100, $150 ticket anywhere, right?
Yeah, and you're just doing an amazing job of bringing people together, and all those outdoor shows are free, and I think that's a rarity to have such top-notch talent at all of these outdoor free shows that you're doing. I mean, you do about 30 shows a summer, if I'm not mistaken, and you're just really bringing in the amazing talent. I mean, I really thank you for that as someone who's also a fan, aside from working in this industry. And, you know, I love going to live shows. That's sort of, you know, my favorite thing to do. So anybody who wants to see a live show, even if you don't know the artist, go to the show. You're going to have a fantastic time. And then, you know, you'll have a new favorite band. Go to any of the shows that you're putting on.
Well, excuse me. I've seen Anthony with Billy. I'm looking forward to working with him. I want to see him again. And I really appreciate your help in putting some of this together. We've got one other gig to talk about, and I'm really excited about this one because, you know, we bring in so many international touring bands from, you know, New York, Florida, Jamaica, California, Colorado, New England. But this one is from right here in Philly. You know, one of the most famous of all the Philadelphia studios was the Gamblin' Huff, the Sound of Philadelphia. It was the great sounds of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the superstar that came out of that, who was tragically taken from us, Teddy Pendergrass. His group does the official tour, and you brought this to my attention, and you got to admit it. I loved it from the first word, didn't I?
You were very excited about it, which is music to my ears, pun intended. yes, you're very excited about it. So that's Love TKO, the official Teddy Pendergrass tribute, and it's more like a legacy show in that there's four members of Teddy's original comeback band after he had the car accident and was unfortunately paralyzed from the neck down. So they were his band members. There's Robert Wawa LeGrand, who's a very well-known guitar player, and totally from the Philadelphia scene there. And then the brothers, Bill and Brett Jolly, and then Johnny Croom. And they decided, you know, people were asking for this music just because Teddy was no longer with us, and they wanted to make it elevated. They didn't want to make it just some sort of a regular tribute band. So, you know, they really worked it to be a very polished, beautiful legacy tribute to him. They've got a fantastic backing vocalist, Tony Trower, and then they did just get a new singer, and he's amazing. His name's Steve Strotter, and you'll see when they're playing on September 2nd at I think that's the last show of your Mardi Gras series. And right. I mean, they do all the hits. They do Turn Off the Lights, Love TKO, Close the Door. And I'm going to say that, you know, they do this regular birthday show for Teddy in March at City Winery in Philadelphia. And if you want to see about 200 women swooning, go to that show. Besides great
all
music.
All you ladies in Atlantic City, this one is for you. We
love
they're, you.
They're really swooning.
A special show for our homies in Atlantic City. We love the Atlantic City audience, and they love us. And this will be a finale, a love affair with TKO Love, right?
That's Love TKO. Yeah, Love TKO. And TKO, the other thing that's special about them is that they're, you know, blessed, if you want to call it, by his widow, Joan Pendergrass, and the estate, and Primary Wave, who owns his catalog. So, you know, that's not always the case with these kind of legacy tribute bands, but, you know, they're very right. fortunate to have the backing and, you know, be able to go out there and use Teddy Pendergrass's name and his legacy and his amazing R&B soul hits, and that they've got the blessing.
The musical director is a major heavyweight between LA and here. I was able to interview him in the spring.
Right.
Yeah. Charlie, so impressive. This guy's worked with everybody and still does. Gwen, I want to thank you. And I got to go because I'm over time. Good job. We gave the people something to look forward to. And I'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Gwen Toline.
Thank you, Carmen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Carmen. From Toline Productions, really bringing a lot of great, great funk, soul, R&B to Atlantic City. She's from up in Monmouth County, but as you can see, we're reaching all over the country for it. I want to thank Circle Liquor Store for being the primary sponsor of this show. And they will again be the sponsor of Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk and the Tony Mart Cafe adjacent to Kennedy Plaza at Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk. They are open, fully staffed, ready to roll, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. People are just rolling right in and out of there. You don't have to wait. You can enjoy everything you need. Next week, we will detail some of the great deals, some of the great flavors that you can get at Circle Liquor Store, probably the best independent liquor store in the world, certainly the best in New Jersey. Until we see you on the Boardwalk Wednesday night, let your good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.